This is Montana Public Radio. Good morning. I'm Edward O'Brien with Montana Morning News. Fire officials, evacuees, and members of the community gathered in the gym of West Glacier Elementary School last night, hours after the town of Essex evacuated. Corin Kate Carney was there.
More than 50 people filled the small gym as crew members on the Thompson Divide complex explained how the Sheep Fire's recent movement made evacuation the right call. Incident Commander Mike Gokachia said the recommendation to evacuate was given with the fire still a little ways off from the town.
The bigger it gets, the harder it gets for us to predict what it's going to do. And when it stands up with that column, it's really challenging. And the last thing we want to do is have all of you having to get out of there in a moment's notice and just have some chaos occur with that. So that's why we played it safe, made the recommendation. Sheriff Curry followed through with it, and why we're here.
Yesterday, the Sheep Fire moved within a quarter to a half mile of Essex and within 120 yards of the BNSF railway track between the Tank Creek and McDonald Creek. At last estimate, the fire is burning about 1,300 acres. Strong winds are expected to increase fire activity today and tomorrow. Highway 2 is closed and trains are not running. More fire information can be found at our website, mtpr.org. I'm Corin Cates Carney, Montana Public Radio.
Meanwhile, in far northwest Montana, the Clark Four complex of six fires continues to threaten homes near the town of Knoxon. But as Steve Jess reports, fire managers now have a better picture of the challenges they face.
The thick smoke over the region cleared enough Wednesday night to let the Forest Service take high-altitude infrared images.
That helped us plan on where we should put our resources, where the hot spots are.
Fire Information Officer Bob McGregor says the Napoleon Fire, the largest one in the complex, is now over 12 square miles and growing mainly to the south. Firefighters are working to stop it.
And we're trying to hold it sub there on the Pillock Ridge Trail with hose lays. It has gotten across the ridge in one spot into the Gin Gulch area. And they're looking at now how to delay it as it moves downhill.
People living along 4 miles of Highway 200 and parts of Highway 56, where the fire is approaching, have been warned to prepare for evacuation. Residents of 85 homes along Highway 56 were ordered to leave a week ago. Fire managers are hoping cooler temperatures and thick smoke will help them get the upper hand on the fires, which are now just 25% contained. I'm Steve Jess.
It looks like there may be progress in the dispute between Montana and the U.S. Forest Service over firefighting helicopters. Last week, Governor Steve Bullock wrote to U.S. Secretary of Agriculture Tom Vilsack, who oversees the Forest Service, to complain about, quote, unnecessary obstacles, close quote, that prohibit Montana's five firefighting helicopters from being used on U.S. Forest Service land. The Forest Service says it doesn't use state helicopters because they don't meet the agency's safety standards. Yesterday, Vilsack and Bullock announced a possible path forward. Governor Bullock.
We have a number of federal aeronautic officials coming out this week to sit down with our folks to have the discussions about making sure that we can best utilize our resources.
Forest Service officials have declined to comment on the dispute, but in written statements, the agency has said it values cooperation with states and that it wants to, quote, develop a plan for operating state helicopters in coordinated firefighting efforts on federal lands, close quote. Bullock says he's encouraged that Forest Service technical aviation experts are coming to Montana.
Having them on the ground and having the discussions is the best thing going forward, and you know, we'll see where the discussions ultimately lead to.
Neither the Forest Service nor Bullock offered a time frame for when there might be a policy change regarding the state's helicopters. An ancient cedar grove appears to have survived a wildfire that burned through North Idaho, leaving officials optimistic about the chances a similar stand here in Montana could survive. The Spokesman Review reports firefighters set up a sprinkler system at the Settlers Grove near Eagle, Idaho, but crews were forced to leave before the setup was complete. An Idaho Panhandle National Forest spokeswoman said on Wednesday that it looked like the low-burning fire spared the trees, which are centuries old. When the Sheep Fire's growth toward the town of Essex required evacuation of the town and surrounding area yesterday afternoon, residents were ready to go, and the nearby town of West Glacier was ready to help. An evacuation center was established just hours after they fled. Corin Cates Carney reports.
The American Red Cross and the West Glacier Elementary School had been on standby in case an evacuation was ordered in the town of Essex. Flathead County Disaster Team Chairman Lou Savick got the call saying the sheet fire was too close to the town and residents were being evacuated at around 2:15 yesterday afternoon.
I called the volunteers that we have in Kalispell, and we had the shelter opened in 2 hours, about 4:15.
As of last night, Savick said they didn't have anyone who wanted to stay in the shelter. He thinks that's because the residents of the Essex community had more than a week under a pre-evacuation alert to prepare to leave. Ralph Swain has lived in Essex for 15 years and will be staying with church friends as fire crews battle the sheep fire, now within a quarter to a half mile of the town.
We took mostly personal stuff, so a lot of photos, critical files, computers. We did not try to empty the house out. I figured there was really no boundary to that, so why start that drill?
About 150 people live in Essex. I'm Corin Cates-Carney, Montana Public Radio.
In other news, a constitutional challenge to Montana's execution methods is going to trial. A judge ruled the September 2nd trial will focus on whether the sedative that Montana's lethal injection protocols call for would cause excruciating and terrifying death. Montana's two death row inmates say the sedative pentobarbital does not adhere to a state law requiring a, quote, ultra-fast-acting barbiturate be used in capital punishment. Fire officials say residents of the Essex area could be out of their homes for up to a week, depending on the behavior of a fire that's closed within a half mile of the town on the southern edge of Glacier National Park. The Flathead Beacon reports about 30 people attended a community meeting last night, just hours after they were evacuated. Incident Commander Mike Okachia told residents the fire was about 120 yards from BNSF Railway's main line. The rail line and a section of U.S. Highway 2 were closed shortly after the evacuation was announced. The Isaac Walton Inn evacuated its guests and employees. A structure protection team was brought into Essex while helicopters dropped retardant and water on the leading edge of the fire. 15 residents of the Montana Developmental Center will be moved to group homes over the next month, in part because of a staff shortage at the center. Since April, when the Montana legislature voted to shut down MDC, over the next 2 years, the state has had trouble filling jobs there. Budget Director Dan Villa says the state's closing one housing unit and using federal grant money to move clients with developmental disabilities or mental health issues to private care.
The goal would be to move a sufficient number out of MDC to be able to close a unit, use the staff that is currently there in training. I believe we're looking at about between 13 and 15 placements in order to accommodate that unit closure.
Villa yesterday spoke to the committee overseeing the facility's closure. The legislature ordered the facility completely closed by July of 2017 following reports of clients being abused or neglected by center staff and other clients. Thanks for listening. For Montana Public Radio, I'm Edward O'Brien.